Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jeff Simon, Executive Director for the Western Dakota Energy Association.
Well, I traveled extensively in a former job. So, 10 years ago, I knew what Williston looked like, what Watford City looked like. I'd been to Stanley and places like that. And, you know, I guess I can give you a tale. Just last week, I drove up to Montreal County, and I visited Stanley and Newtown. And, I mean, it had probably been, I confess I get to Williston a lot more frequently than I get to Stanley. So it had probably been 3-4 years maybe since I'd been to Stanley. And the town was almost unrecognizable, frankly. It had grown that much. There was a lot more development on the west side of town that just wasn't there a few years ago, and the same on the north side. And, you know, when you've got those kinds of growth situations in housing and commercial development, obviously the communities are challenged to provide the infrastructure. So that's, you know, that was really the purpose of my visit up there to both Stanley and Newtown, was to, you know, talk with people in the communities, stop by the Public Works office and visit with the county highway folks to find out, you know, how they're coping with it and what their ongoing needs are. You know, there is still, the cities have, as Vicki described, quite a bit of what I would call assimilative capacity right now. They've built out and they've got a lot of the urban infrastructure in place. But the county roads, those people are still challenged because more development is popping up. It's kind of corridor driven now, where the oil production and development is a lot more organized now into corridors, but it still requires roads to get there. And counties are constantly challenged to upgrade roads. And frankly, it makes more sense to pave some of these rural county gravel roads than it does to leave them gravel, because they're going to be, you know, this oil traffic, oil field traffic is going to be there for a couple of decades, most likely. And the thing about a gravel road, you can kind of think about this, it requires constant maintenance. Whereas an asphalt road, once it's upgraded, it's upgraded. And you maintain it, you maybe chip seal it every couple of years and occasionally have to resurface. But those are some of the things that I encountered out there. Newtown, there's a bypass around Newtown now, so they've got kind of their Main Street corridor back, and they just recently completed a rebuild of the Main Street area to widen it and make it much more aesthetically pleasing to the public, if nothing else. They've also expanded it. They've got a new treatment plant, a water treatment plant there. They've doubled the capacity of their water facilities. You know, there have been a lot of improvements out there, and so the cities, they've done a lot of things to catch up, but obviously there is still some work to do out there.
What are you guys, projecting or summarizing? You had your annual meeting a little less than a month ago. What was kind of the general theme or the general bullet points from that annual meeting?
You know, I guess I would kind of say it was a little bit of what I just said, you know, that the downturn has given the communities a little bit of a chance to get caught up, but now some of these communities have leveraged their financing ability, so they, as Vicki said, they need a constant revenue stream to pay off some of that infrastructure investment. And there's a recognition that the pace of the activity is going to depend where the price of oil goes, and that's all kind of revolves around really kind of what happens today and the whole geopolitical situation around the world. OPEC's trying to curtail production to drive the price up higher, but they can't seem to come to any agreement on it. And all of that affects us out here in little old western North Dakota, to see just how quickly we see a rebound in activity. A lot of activity is occurring in those core counties, and part of these, part of the population analysis also takes into account the break-even price for drilling wells, which, as Vicki alluded to, because of efficiencies, it's coming down some. But, you know, you see that core of activity in McKenzie, Dunn, Williams, and Montreal counties, which is, you know, really the sweet spot of the Bakken. Most of the activity is occurring right there now because, you know, it's still a productive operation, and uh, you know, a going concern. Out in the periphery, not so much activity, but if that oil price rebounds to 60 or so, we're going to see a lot more activity, and it's going to, you know, move out from that core area.
I like to give guests the last word so it's not framed by me, and that way they can make sure that they get out over the airwaves and in print, whatever it is that they'd like to people to remember. So go ahead, guys.
The core of the play is probably around Watford City, and it's always the Bakken concussion, I think we'd call it. It's like, you know, a rock that falls into a pond, and it just ripples away from the center there, and the farther away from the center you get, the less activity there is, but there's still a lot of it out there. I just might mention we upgraded our vision statement, too. The association's mission statement says we support sustainable energy development and responsible revenue sharing for our members and promote the greater good of North Dakota. Pretty simple mission there. And as far as the vision statement, our association, our goal is to be recognized as the trusted and unified voice promoting prosperity and improving the quality of life by influencing decisions that affect member counties, cities, and schools. And that's my job, and I'm sticking to it.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jeff Simon, Executive Director for the Western Dakota Energy Association, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Even when the flood starts rising, even when the storm comes, I am washed by the water. Even when the earth crumbles under my feet, even when the ones I love turn around and crucify me, I won't ever ever let you down. I won't fall, I won't fall, I won't fall as long as you're around me. Even when the rain falls.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.